because the Phillies do have a doubleheader tonight. Jake Arrieta will face Max Scherzer. But first, let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline. You can check him out on pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And I know he was fired up as well. Ricky Pitalico on the Comcast Business Hotline. Ricky, how are you?
Oh, wonderful, Andrew. Yeah. That game this afternoon was not fun.
So, Ricky, I'm going to start you off with a multiple choice question, okay? What was the worst thing you saw today? Sean Rodriguez swinging 3-0 when they're down a run with two runners on and two outs. Having Cole Irvin pitch out of the bullpen in a two-run game. Bryce Harper going to third base even after he hesitated at second base. Or Gabe Kapler speaking after the game and saying that everything's fine. What's the worst one?
I'm going to go Gabe after the game. Because he mixed in all three of those. Look, I will say this much about the Harper thing. If he doesn't slow down, if his mindset is first all the way to third on that play before it even happens, then fine. But when you slow up and you start to stutter step at second base, your mind should have taken over and told you to stop. And it didn't happen. And Gabe says, oh, I loved it. I loved it. And then the Cole Irvin thing, I don't get it. But is he trying out for something that I don't know about? Is there a role out there for him? I don't see it. I'm not really sure why he's here. I'm not really sure why he's not down in AAA starting to try to get himself back on track.
Yeah, it's confusing. I mean, between him and Ranger Suarez, we keep on bringing up these lefties. Austin Davis, I know it was a shame losing Adam Morgan because of how well he was pitching, but lefty after lefty after lefty that you're bringing up from AAA and count Jose Alvarez, who was already up with the big club, they don't have any lefty out of the pen that's been effective.
Yeah, and I just don't understand it. I don't know what they're doing with the lefties. I don't know what you're doing with Cole Irvin in the bullpen in the first place. He's not a bullpen guy. He's a starter. What? Why are you putting a guy that normally starts into a game like that? You have a bullpen that is completely, and I mean completely rested. I was not even a reliever. That's just it. And then the other thing about the Sean Rodriguez thing with Gabe saying that, oh yeah, love that he swung 3-0. Yeah, did you love that he dribbled one to third base on 3-0? If you're going to swing 3-0, you better be 100% sure you could barrel that ball. He did not barrel that ball. I mean, maybe I'm watching a different game.
You and I must be watching the same game, and Gabe's watching a different game of his own, because what you're seeing today was just completely, I'm going to use the word embarrassing. It was embarrassing at points. So, Ricky, it's one thing for a team to go through a slump like this, because the Phillies have lost 6 of their last 10. I heard it was 11 of their last 17. They're struggling. It's one thing when everybody's just sort of struggling during a slump, but it's another thing when you find something more and more dumb to do as each game goes on. At some point, do you start to question the manager and how he's handling things?
I think he's already being questioned by a lot of people. I mean, I'm on Twitter all the time, and I see there's a lot of people out there that aren't buying into what he's trying to sell. I will say that much. And here's my biggest issue right now, and this is what I'm starting to see, that there should be some kind of a concern. And this even stems back. He was talking about the bunt the other day laid down by Sean Rodriguez. I forgot who he was referring to, but he was like, yeah, Sean looked back at me, and I kind of just looked at him like it was his call. If he wanted to lay down that bunt, it's not his call. Do you see what I mean? It's not Sean Rodriguez's call to lay down a bunt in a situation during a game. You're giving your players way too much credit at that point in the first place. Number two, what's a manager's job? To let the players know how he wants the game played, right? So why isn't he the one making these decisions? That's the only thing that bothers me. I get it that he's a player's manager and he's going to stick up for them every step of the way. But at what point do you say to yourself, well, who's coaching these guys? That's where I am right now. That's where I stand on this.
I get it. We don't see what goes on behind closed doors. It's one thing when Gabe speaks to the media and says, oh, I love it, and everything's great, everything's peachy. But do you think he's actually a guy who does hold his players accountable? Because it seems like, again, during this losing streak, there's been a different mistake every single night, and it's getting worse and worse, dumber and dumber as we go on. Do you think Gabe is a manager who holds his players accountable?
I think it's a father-son talk. Hey, here's what you did. Do you know you did this wrong? And what could you do better? You know, I think it's one of those. I don't think it's, you know what bothers me right now is that this is a cutthroat league. This isn't, you're not in single A. You are in the big leagues. You have to be held accountable for how you play on the field and what you do on the field. And I think sometimes there's a lost thing there, because I think he's so close to his players that it's almost like he's a bench player that never plays. That's what I feel like.
Follow him on Twitter at Ricky Pitalico. Now, Ricky, I want to get in your mind, being a former pitcher. What is going through the mind of Zach Eflin right now? He had another nice outing today, going six innings, allowed two earned runs. He has an ERA of 2.83, but has a record of 6-7. The ace of the staff, Aaron Nola, is 6-1 with an ERA of 4.89. I'm sure he's proud of himself because he's pitching well and all that, but right, he's getting no run support when he pitches. Does that affect guys on the mound?
It doesn't seem to affect him. It does affect other people. Come on, we saw it with Cole Hamels years back, and he hated it that the team didn't score for him. But some guys just go along with their business. I think he's more on that way. I think he takes his business and says, well, I'm just going to go out and pitch. There's not a lot I could do offensively, and we'll see what happens. That's the way he pitches. He knows right now, but it's not just for him right now. I think the offense has been bad. I mean, I'm more shocked at how poorly the offense is playing than anything else that's happening around this team right now, because I didn't expect them to go in slumps for this long a period of time or have like three or four guys failing at the same time. Usually with the kind of lineup that they put together, you would think these guys would be, two guys would be going and that would be enough to carry a team for a while. That's not happening. In Eflin's case, the only thing he can do is go out and pitch. You can't really think about what your team is doing, but, you just try to hold the other team down as much as you can and hope. That's it.
I got one more for you, Ricky. You have a chance to make me feel better, or you have a chance to make me feel, or you have a chance to make me feel much worse. After tomorrow's game, they play 3 at home against the Marlins, 4 at home against the Mets, and 3 in Miami against the Marlins.
Right.
Please tell me they're not going to go 2-8 over that stretch of 10 games.
I would hope at least 7-3, at the least.
Are we a little more calm after those 10 games?
I hope. I was thinking the same thing, that hopefully that could settle things down, because they have to find out how to win again. Because this might not make you feel good, because I think you're probably feeling the same way I am. This has a feel of last August right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still think this team is good, and you're waiting for them to pull out of it, but it's not happening. And I think that's exactly where we were last August, and I don't like that feeling. I'm really hoping that Max Scherzer's not himself tonight. I really am. And I really hope the Phillies pull out a win in this one, because I'm saying this for a lot of different reasons, but for the sake of that ball club in that clubhouse, they need something to grab onto. They need a win to grab onto, period.
Wow, we're doing a lot of hoping right now. So you failed. You didn't make me feel much better. All right, Ricky? Thanks
well,
a lot.
I started to. I said at least 7-3.
Yeah, and then it went downhill from that. So thanks a lot. Ricky, we'll check you out on pre- and post-game live, all right?
All right, take it easy.
Thanks, man. There he is. Ricky Pitalico joins the show every single Wednesday. Follow him on Twitter at Ricky Pitalico. And, of course, watch him on pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.